We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shurim about linking wine for the Dalet Kaisus. So as we've said, based on our Gemara, of the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tuf Ayin Bei Sif Yud, says, the Misha Yayim is Zikoy, even though wine could be harmful for a person, one should drink dal kaisus of wine, based on our Gemara that says the Rabbi Yehuda drank wine for the dal kaisus and he had a headache till Shavuos. But as we said, and the Aruch HaShulchan says this as well, here in Simen Tuf Ayin Bei Sif Yudalid, Mishia Yayim Azakloi Chai B'Shtiyas Dal Kaisis Levad Kshu Chayla. If he's sick or going to be sick, he's up, and Mishnah Berurah says Nofel Mishkov, he's potter from drinking wine. However, as we discussed, the Maram Shik says that one is only exempt from drinking wine if he's going to be a Chayla Shiesh by Sakana. And actually, I saw in the Siddur of the Yavitz, he says, "V'hu she'ein hayayin sakana loy." So he too seems to learn that only if somebody is going to be in Sakana from drinking wine should he not drink wine. Otherwise, he should drink wine. However, as many Paiskim point out, nowadays, and I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says this as well, he says that it could be that in the time of Chazal, grape juice was not available. And because grape, this the Rav Shlomo Orbach says this in the Halicha Shloima Chel Gimel. And therefore, since grape juice wasn't available, that's why they had to force themselves to drink wine. However, nowadays, where grape juice is readily available, we could drink grape juice. And when we speak about grape juice, of course, there are a number of questions. So there are really two types of grape juice. There's grape juice that is what's called must, which is just grapes which are squeezed. And then there's the grape juice which is commercially bought. Certainly, so when we speak about the grape juice which is commercially bought, the issue is, the Shulchan Aruch says, d'lechatchila, one should not use yayin mevushal for the dalet kaisus, or for kiddush either. And the question is, that is grape juice considered mevushal? Because it's pasteurized. So there are a number of paiskim that suggest that grape juice is not considered mevushal. The Tzelem Rav held that it's not considered mevushal because when they pasteurize it, they don't bring it up to 212, which is boiling. And if it's not brought up all the way to 212, it's not considered mevushal. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shalos Teshuvos Mincha Shloima, and this also was the opinion of Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, they held that what is the issue of mevushal? The issue of mevushal is that it goes down in quality. So the wines that are mevushal nowadays don't go down in quality. That's one point. Another point is that even if one would argue they go down in quality, it's not called mevushal unless it's nechsar. We know that when we boil a liquid, so part of the liquid evaporates. So only in a situation where we deal with a situation of evaporation, where we actually lose part of the liquid, that's called mevushal. The way grape juice is pasteurized is by flash pasteurization. And flash pasteurization is not, certainly doesn't cause any wine to be lost. Furthermore, it's not considered lower quality, and therefore you could use it. Rav Moshe, on the other hand, held that pasteurization actually does cause it to be mevushal once it's about 180 degrees. So even though, following the opinion of, there's a chumra and kula in each one of these opinions. On one hand, following the opinion of the Tzel Merov and Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yosef, gives you the advantage that if you're using grape juice, you're not using something that's mevushal. According to Rav Moshe, you are using something that's mevushal. But on the other hand, there's a problem that we know that if aklum touches wine or grape juice, it becomes stam yena, unless it's mevushal. So according to Rav Moshe, your grape juice is mevushal, and you have no problem with an aklum serving it, touching it, or a non-shomer Shabbos. According to Tzel Merov and Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have the advantage that you're not drinking mevushal, but on the other hand, you have the disadvantage that you have to be concerned for stam yeinam. But going back to our original question, the Gemara says that soichet adam eshkol shenanovim, somebody could just squeeze a bunch of grapes, and that will be considered as if you drank, as if you drank dalakosis, and therefore one can drink must. One can drink must, and must is the grape juice that doesn't go through pasteurization. And there's another advantage in drinking must. What did the pasteurization accomplish? What the pasteurization accomplishes is that it causes that the bacteria that are in the grapes, which causes the fermentation, to die, and therefore your grape juice won't ferment, and it can't turn into, it won't turn into wine. But that's only grape juice that is pasteurized. But grape juice which is not pasteurized could turn into wine. And therefore, the must, which is such grape juice, could turn into wine. In fact, I saw from Rav Henkin that on the beginning, originally, Rav Henkin felt that one shouldn't use grape juice. The grape juice may not be even a bar pri agafen. But then he said, since even if grape juice is pasteurized, you could reverse it, or some want to suggest that if you'll leave it for a long enough time, it will ferment, even if it was pasteurized. The halacha is, therefore, that you can use, he changed his mind, and you could use grape juice, even the pasteurized grape juice. But apparently, the Pesachim discuss, there's a third type of grape juice. And that is the grape juice that the way the fermentation is stopped is by putting some sort of a chemical into the grape juice that reverses the fermentation. That type of grape juice can never turn into wine. That is irreversible. So to review, the best type of grape juice to use is must, which is not pasteurized, nor has any chemicals added to it to prevent it from fermenting. If one doesn't have that available, he could use pasteurized grape juice. but he should try to use pasteurized grape juice that doesn't have chemical in it, because that makes it irreversible. As we discussed in our previous shiur, but there's another point in drinking specifically wine, because wine shows cheres. And wine represents a shtir shuva, and wine represents simcha. And therefore, certainly the Paiskim say that one should drink wine. However, the question is, and this is not only a question for the Seder, there's a din of Simchas Yontif on every Yontif. And the Gemara says the way we fulfill Mitzvah Simchas Yontif is with drinking wine. Could one be Yotze Mitzvah Simchas Yontif with drinking grape juice? So I saw the Ramosha Aryeh Freund, the Rosh Bezdan of the Eda Chredis, held that since people enjoy drinking grape juice, one could be yotze mitzvah simchas yontif with drinking grape juice. And furthermore, as Rav Shlomo Zalman held, that if you could be yotze, as we've been discussing, the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis, drinking grape juice, if it's kosher for the Dalet Kaisis, it's also kosher for simchas yontif. Certainly, the Paiskim say that if women, we could be more lenient. Because the entire obligation of drinking Dalet Kaisis by women is less. Because it's a mitzvah asay, shezman groma. And since it's a mitzvah asay, shezman groma, so we could be more lenient and women could drink grape juice. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, I saw in the Sefer Mekadosh Yisrael on Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tuf Kuf Samach Aleph. He says, let's say someone could drink wine. But if he's going to drink wine, he won't feel so well, and he really won't be able to conduct the Seder in the proper way, and be able to teach his children and the mitzvah Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, certainly the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim supersedes the din of drinking wine over grape juice, and such an individual should drink grape juice. The Paiskim also discuss that every year we find that there are more new wines brought out on the market that are very low alcohol, 3-4% alcohol. And the question is, even if one wants to be machmer, as we're learning based on our Gemara and on the Shulchan Aruch, could one use this low alcohol wine? So here too, the Shalos HaTshuvos Mekadosh Yisrael in Simen Tuf Kuf Samach Dalet makes a very interesting observation. He says that scientists, food technologists tell us that the highest level wine, the highest alcohol content in wine you could have is 15% alcohol. When it gets above 15%, the fermentation stops. And he also says, we know, so that's a physical fact. He says, in the time of Chazal, we know the Gemara says it in many places, the way they diluted wine was 6 parts water to wine. So that means if you have 15% alcohol, by diluting it, you dilute it divided by 6. If you divide 15 by 6, you're going to have 2.5%. So it says it seems that even in the time of Chazal, the wine was not stronger than 2.5%. So we certainly see that taking that low alcohol wine certainly is fine. Another eitzah that the Pais can give is to mix wine with grape juice, especially if we're learning that grape juice is fine and you just want to be yoitza, the cheiris, the simcha. So pour some wine into your grape juice and it will be fine. And therefore, however, the Paiskim do say that the halacha is that one should drink a whole revius l'chatchila for the dalek kaisis, but b'di'evad one could drink a roi revius. So the question is, what is better? Is it better to drink the whole kais, but you'll have to take grape juice, or to drink a roi? So the Paiskim say, because our Gemara is teaching us, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, that one should l'chatchila drink wine, he should better take wine and drink roif. For the same reason, l'chatchila, the halacha is that when one drinks the kais of the dal kaisis, he should drink it bebas achas. But let's say a person has a problem in drinking wine bebas achas, but grape juice he could drink bebas achas, there it's still better to take wine. However, if you won't be able to drink the shir, if you're going to drink wine, then of course the Paiskim say take the shir is absolutely required. Or not only is the shir, but the halacha is that you're supposed to drink it b'chtei achilas pras. If you won't be able to do so, then the halacha is it's better to take grape juice. Furthermore, when we speak about grape juice, there are people who are diabetic, and therefore even grape juice is a problem for them. So Chaim Kanievsky paskins that you can mix it half wine and half grape juice. The Michas Yitzchak says you should use a third water and two-thirds grape juice. I saw that there are paiskim that want to differentiate actually between the dark grape juice and the light grape juice. The dark grape juice, which has more of a grape taste, you could add more water to it than the light grape juice that doesn't have such a strong taste. Our Gemara says, as we began this series of Shiurim, that Yehuda drank wine for the dalek kaisis, and he had a headache from that wine till Shavuos. So I saw a very nice story. The Mechayim, the Vizhnitz Rebbe, once went to Tveria on vacation during the Sfira days, between Pesach and Shavuos. And there was a restaurant in Tveria that obviously was kosher to Pesach and still had up the sign in front of the restaurant that it's kosher Pesach, even though it was after Pesach. So the Rechaim said, I now understand pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Yehuda drank wine for the dalek kaisis, and he had a headache until Shavuos. He says, what does the Gemara mean? He says, what the Gemara means is that Pesach, the Yont of Pesach, the Seder of Pesach, had such a profound influence on Rabbi Yehuda that he didn't forget about it until Shavuos. It had a lasting impression on him for many, many weeks. He says, just like this restaurant, he was kosher to Pesach and he remembers about it after Pesach, so too the dalek kaisis and what they represent should always have a lasting impression on us.